We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We hope you're all having a wonderful Monday evening. Alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We got a great show planned for you folks here today. We'll be meeting with various coaches around Pendleton Heights, including, of course, the girls' coach for basketball, Coach Rogers. Later on for our opening segment here, Michael and I will recap this past off season for girls' basketball, get all you listeners up to date with what's going on, big changes over the off season, and really just looking forward as well to this upcoming year. But starting off, taking a look back to last year for Pendleton Heights, of course, the girls' side of things for basketball, they finished 15-10 overall record, 6-1 in the Hoosier Heritage, that finished second in the conference. For the sectionals playoffs, they won their first round of sectionals against Greenfield Central. They beat the Cougars in a dominating matchup, 57-20. But then they had that second round of sectionals that was at Mount Vernon against Mount Vernon, and they unfortunately lost that one in a really heartbreaking loss, but a really rough loss. Final score 29-25. You heard that right. Very, very low scoring game. Really one of the lowest scoring in the state when it comes to sectionals. And I think that just perfectly sums up how physical that battle was and how tough it was to score for either team in that one. And you take a look at the stats for that game, not too specifically. I remember Casey Warfel was the leading scorer. She only had 11 in that one. I think she was the leading scorer for both teams on top of that. So again, that just shows you how much of a defensive battle that was. And that's what you're going to get when you face your rivals in the playoffs, when you're 100% going 100%, right? You're leaving it all out on the court, and the girls definitely showed that. But another thing to mention, those sectional games, of course, they're originally supposed to play be played here at Pendleton Heights, but had to be moved over to Mount Vernon, considering the court's condition all the way back last season. So that's something to be said, but again, that's a heartbreaking loss, and I'm sure the girls are going to have that in the back of their mind this entire season and using that for motivation heading forward.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of what-ifs up with that game. You know, yeah. What if we did this better? What if we did that better? You know, what if we didn't do this? What if we didn't do that? And what if we had home court advantage like we were supposed to? You know, that's just some of the big things that are thrown up with that game. And really, it's sectional basketball. It's unpredictable. You could have a team that went 0-23 on the season beat a team that went 23-0.
Yeah.
It's sectionals. Everyone's hype, everyone's ready for the game, everybody is trying their hardest to go out and win that sectional championship, and that's just what it was. It was two very strong defensive teams who both had strong offenses but way stronger defenses, and it was a physical game. Refs were letting players get away with things more. They wanted them to play. They wanted them to have a good game, and that's really what we saw from Mount Vernon and Pendleton Heights in the second round of sectionals last year.
Yeah, and you take a look really about just this off season for Pendleton Heights, and of course you're going to lose seniors each and every year. That's just a part of the high school sports world, and Pendleton Heights girls basketball were included in that. They lost two crucial starters on the varsity roster, that being Berkeley Shelton and Whitney Werfel, as well as some other seniors, Jeremiah Herndon, Ava Phillips. Those two didn't get as many varsity minutes, but still played roles. But of course you look at Berkeley Shelton, Whitney Werfel, again graduated last season. They were really two of the main rebounders on the team. They got well majority of the rebounds, and I think that considering their loss, I think a big hole that needs to be filled for Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians this year, is that rebounding spot. They need to find someone that can really clean the glass, that can be a staple on those rebounds down on the low blocks. And I think, yeah, you got the perimeter. I think their perimeter is very strong. Of course, Casey Warfel will be returning for only her junior season, her third varsity year as an Arabian, of course, played all the way from freshman, sophomore, and now junior year, and she's going to be the same she's always been. I don't think there's many question marks surrounding her. You know, she averaged the most on the squad last year. She's great attacking the basket, great on defense, averages one of the most steals, most steals per game in the entire conference. So she's a very, very good player, probably the most valuable in the squad so far. But that's not to take credit away from some of the other returning girls and some of the new girls we'll be seeing here, whether that being a freshman or just someone stepping up from that freshman team or JV team that is last year. So I'm pretty excited what this Arabians team can be, and I think there definitely is quite the job, quite the task for Coach Rogers and the staff when it comes to kind of rebuilding, not entirely, but you know, you always have to restructure at least something every single season.
Yeah, and that's really what these first couple games of the season are. Obviously, yep, they have a very tough opponent coming up on Saturday in Westfield. Tomorrow night, they play not the strongest opponent. You know, Marion, they went 1-22 last year, didn't have the greatest season last year. Pendleton Heights ended up winning that matchup like 63-27.
63-27, yep,
last year. It was a big blowout win. And you could really see that there were a lot of holes in their offense and defense. There's no doubt about that. But that's early season. You know, they had a first-time starter on varsity and a freshman in Olivia Jones. She obviously had nerves. It was her first varsity game. She didn't know what she was getting into with high school speed of basketball. Then once she got a feel for it, she's like, okay, I can play with this. You had Whitney and Casey, obviously, and Berkeley. They knew what they were doing. You had Skylar Baldwin, obviously. She is one of the defensive leaders. She's one of the leaders now this year, especially being a senior. Really, she was one of the better defenders on the team for being the shortest girl on the team. She did not care how big you were. And that's just another thing, size. They're lacking size now.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Losing Berkeley and Whitney, they are two bigger people that they could put on the block to where that inside, you knew Berkeley or Whitney, they were going to block your shot and come down with the rebound. Either one of them were. So for them, I think working the post or keeping the perimeter secure and not letting them in the post is what they really need to focus on defense. But if they can get a solid post defense game, then they won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and you look at that matchup last year against Marion. Of course, Michael, you were just mentioning that'll be the Arabians' first game of the year tomorrow night against the Marion Giants. Last season, you mentioned Pendleton Knights beat them 63-27. You take a look at some of those stats. Casey Warfel, of course, she was a sophomore at the time. She put up 23 points, shooting 62% from the field. That's Casey Warfel's stats, right? We saw that all year last year. We saw that all year her freshman year. And there's other names that have been mentioned. Of course, you mentioned Olivia Jones was a freshman last season. She entered that game, had 11 points, shot 83% from the field for a first-time varsity player as a freshman. That's very impressive. I'm very excited to see what she can do this season. She's a great shooter, decent height. I think she can play a big role when it comes to those rebounding, of course. We were talking about how the Arabians kind of have a hole to fill when it comes to a big player that they can put on the low block, but I think she could be maybe a contender for that. And then you look for that Westfield game, of course, that'll be the Pendleton Knights Lady Arabian second game of the season. That was also their second game of the season last year. It was a different story than that Marion game. Last season, they lost to them 45-20, one of the lowest scoring performances we've seen of this from the Lady Arabians that entire last season. But 6 points in the first quarter, only 7 points in the second and third quarter. So there's definitely, you know, you don't really want to look at this game too much, but you know, it's still something to be said, right? Westfield is a very good team. Last season, they did finish 12-11, so I think, say, they played again at the end of the year, I think it would have been a totally different story, but I think the Arabians were still getting things, you know, leveled out and things ready for the year, so I think it'll be a great matchup. Again, Westfield is a very, very tough school. They're they're part of that big, big conference in Indiana, Westfield, Carmel, Cathedral, that big one, but you know, I think that it's definitely winnable for the Arabians, but I think it's definitely going to be much more of a challenge. And I think you can maybe look at that Marion game as more of a, you know, try out some different formations, try out some different lineups. And that's no disrespect to Marion, but I think, you know, considering they haven't seen the best success these past couple of years, I think maybe Coach Rogers will be more prompt to throw in a couple formations, a couple game plans that see if they work, see if they stick, right?
Yeah, and that's what I think I could see Coach Rogers doing, especially with the tough opponent in Westfield coming up. And I mentioned it a couple times, that void kind of in the post with that bigger body. But I believe there is a freshman that has come in this year that is about the size of what Berkeley was. So I think they're relying on her to kind of run that post. And for a freshman coming in for her first year of varsity, it's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure. You got to fill the hole of two very, very good senior players for this team from last year, and you're only one person. So you have to cover the whole post by yourself. You're obviously going to have help on the perimeter from, you know, Olivia Jones, who's one of the taller perimeter players, but you'll still have Casey and Skylar poking at the ball whenever they get the chance. So really, for that freshman that's going to fill in that void, I mean, I think it'll be a really good opportunity for Coach Rogers to see what she can really do against Marion for Westfield.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our first segment here this evening. We're going to take a quick break, but on the other side, Braden Folk was able to sit down with some of the junior football players this season to recap last year, as well as look forward to their senior season coming up next year. But that'll be up next after the break on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salons and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salons and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This is a short intercut between the coaches show for the basketball coaches. I'm Braden Falk, and I'm interviewing two incoming senior football players for Pendleton Heights High School, Gabe Martin and Michael. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good today.
I'm doing pretty good as well.
That is good to hear. Gabe, you are incoming your third season as a Pendleton Heights Arabian football player.
Yep.
And it's also your third year ever playing football is what you're incoming. How has this team made you feel welcomed, and do you feel like it's part of your life now?
I would say definitely. I couldn't imagine going through fall of school without playing football. I mean, these guys, I feel like they kind of just took me right in, made me feel at home. I learned a lot. I love it, you know.
That's good to hear, Gabe. Michael, you are incoming your fourth year as a Pendleton Heights football player, and obviously, I believe you did not play in middle school, but you did play in high school. And how has this team also made you feel welcomed and feel like a home to you?
I mean, this team's great. You know, it's like a brotherhood. All the seniors say that. Pretty much everyone say that. But, you know, it pretty much is a brotherhood. You know, everyone gets along. It helps us be successful for games, and hopefully we can carry it into next year, especially after what happened this year. Hopefully we can carry it on to next year.
I like that response, Michael. Gabe, as you are obviously incoming your third season, I've said for twice now, I don't know why, but I keep saying it. Who has been like a big role model for you coming into this football career?
Role model, definitely. I mean, the majority of it is just the senior O-lineman, but probably especially Reese. I was already pretty, I knew him decently well when I started the season started. You know, I mean, he just taught me a lot, and I feel more comfortable around him. Like right when I came in, I didn't know everyone exactly, but I knew him. And he's a good lineman as well, so he's taught me a lot.
That's good to hear, Gabe. Michael, you are also a DB, just like me. But who has also made you feel like it's home, and who has also been like a role model for you as your high school career continues?
I'd say like who made me feel at home would probably be the coaches. One in particular, you know, my position coach, Coach Trout. Although he may be hard on you a lot of the time, he deep down, he cares about you and he wants you to get better. So he's really made me feel at home, not just in football, but in rugby. And then for a role model, I'd say Nolan Souders and Sam Ray. And even Dontrez, even though this was Dontrez's first year since freshman year playing, he was still really good. But Nolan and Sam really helped me out with my technique, helped me to get better. And it really boosted my self-confidence, especially after a not-so-successful freshman year for me.
Do you think you'll be All-State just like Nolan?
I wish, but probably not. Those are big shoes to fill. And I think I'm okay, but Nolan's really good. So I don't know if I can live up to that.
I agree with that, Michael. Gabe, What has this team taught you? Like as life lessons, what has this team taught you?
Life lessons, I'd say specifically probably humility. I mean, as a lineman, O-lineman especially, you don't really get a lot of credit. You're probably the guy that gets the least credit on the entire team for pass protection and run blocking. I mean, D-linemen, they can get some credit when they get sacks and stuff, but O-linemen, they don't really get much, so you have to learn to, like, really just not make it about yourself at all. An O-lineman cannot be selfish, or else they're just going to ruin the team, and I think I learned a lot about humility, being humble, playing as a team.
Do you think pancake blocks and, like, everything, do you guys get, like, reward for that or anything like that?
Yeah. After a game, the coaches assess the game film, and you get points for pancake blocks. And on Monday, those points can turn into stickers that you put on your helmet.
That is a cool tradition. I like to hear that, Gabe.
Yeah.
Michael, what kind of traditions do you have in the DB room that you know of, like that you've seen throughout the years you've been here?
I mean, I haven't really seen many traditions. The main tradition I would say is that we always break it down on DBs do what, and then everyone else says hit. That's pretty much our biggest thing. One thing I remember from freshman year is that the senior DBs would get a do-rag and wear that in practices, but that kind of stopped after freshman year. I don't know why, but it kind of did, and it actually stopped like at the start of season, so I don't know. I'd like to create some new traditions to pass down, but I feel like it would be kind of hard to start now. But
I agree, Michael. So, Gabe, for my last question for you, you guys, this would be a group question, so both of you ready to answer. What do you guys think you guys have to do looking forward to become a sectional championship team?
I'd say we definitely got a legacy to uphold. I mean, those seniors, they really did a good job at bringing our game up. You know, we got we came in from about 500 season the year before that, and we had a really good winning season this previous one. So I think we definitely have big shoes to fill, and I think we can do that, but that should definitely be our goal. There's definitely some things we can improve on that the seniors last year did not do. I mean, as I said earlier, it's important to be humble, not just as a lineman, but I think every position should work on it, on our team especially. I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, and kind of piggybacking off of Gabe, you know, we had an average season, quote unquote, of going 5-5 my sophomore year, and then this year we had a 7-3 finishing record. I really want to do that next year, but it's going to be very hard because we're losing, I believe, 9 out of the 11 starting defensive guys, and we're losing a lot of starting offensive guys as well that were seniors, and that was a very skilled senior class. So I think for the upcoming senior classes and even the upcoming junior class players, we really have to step it up, and we really have to work hard this offseason. And the motto this year was quit being average. I think we got to carry that over into next year and try to build on to this legacy that the seniors left this year.
I would have to agree, and I thank you guys for your time. That is all the questions I have for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the coach's show.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just joining us alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians, Coach Rogers. First off, Coach, thanks so much for joining you. Great to be back at the table with you.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, but starting off here, of course, this past offseason, you guys are pretty busy, various scrimmages, various practices. So really, what has this offseason been like for you and the team?
You know, definitely rebuilding, you know, losing four great seniors, you know, especially two that played a whole bunch of minutes, and Berkeley Shelton and Whitney Werfel. We had a lot that we were trying to, you know, replace. So we played a lot this summer. I think we played 14, 15 games. I think we ended up 12-3 on the summer. So good growth. You know, couple new faces that are going to be out there this year. So we're excited to get out there and kind of play against somebody that's not ourselves tomorrow night at Marion.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned there, of course, the many scrimmages you've had, 12-3 over the summer. So really, what do you try to get out of those scrimmages and camps like the ones you've had in these past few months?
Yeah, you know, we made a decision this summer to focus a lot on a four out motion. You know, one of our new freshmen, Ada Hupfer, we're excited for her, 6'3", you know, kind of a true post player, somebody that can bail us out of situations. So we made a decision to kind of focus on that this summer and moving with the ball, things like that. So that was really the big focus, you know, that we were looking to get out of. And the other thing was just coming together as a team. And I think, you know, we did a good job at both of those. You know, like I said, 12-3 on the summer. And really, I think two of those games were single possession losses where you just couldn't make a play at the end. So, you know, to really have to be in a position to be 14-1 over the summer, I definitely feel like we're making the progress that we need to.
Yeah, now this past offseason, as you mentioned there a little bit earlier, you lost two good varsity starters, one Berkeley Shelton and the other Whitney Werfel, both of whom were very good at getting rebounds. So with that being said, how are you hoping to really see a step up from maybe some of the freshmen coming in and some of the returning starters to take on that role?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a blessing to have somebody like Ada kind of step into that role. You know, no matter what level you play at in girls basketball, you have a girl that's 6'3" and gifted athletically. She's gonna take over a lot of that role of getting the rebounds. However, there's always going to be situations where, you know, she might be in foul trouble or not on the court. So the goal for us, and it even kind of showed in our scrimmage against Fishers, we as a team have to grow and get away from the mentality of, oh, don't worry, Ada will go get it, which I think in her first outing, I think she had 10 or 11 rebounds. But there were times when she left the court, we were doing a good job at blocking out, but everybody was just kind of standing and looking. So that's going to be something that's going to take a minute. Because once again, you know, like we had two primary rebounders last year. We have girls that can rebound the basketball well. We just got to get out of that mentality of just, I don't need to do that. Ada will go get it. So we're working on it. But I think that's something that we're going to have to work through the season. We're going to have girls step up and be able to go pursue and maybe be a little bit more physical than they're accustomed to in the past.
Yeah, now taking a look all the way back to last season, as you know, you guys took a heartbreaking loss in the second round of sectionals against a very physical and tough Mount Vernon team, where the final score of that game was only 29-25. So what have you guys been trying to really emphasize to the players when it comes to using that game as motivation heading into this year?
Well, you know, number one, I think me and Coach Shelton both were excited when that game was over, because that could have been one of the ugliest postseason games that I've ever been a part of. I mean, that was truly two really good teams that could not drop kick one into the ocean. You know, it was a defensive grind both ways. And, you know, I definitely think the girls on our team that were a part of it, you know, some of them, that's two tough losses in a sectional. You know, you go back the year before, you know, when Coach Cook had them in the sectional final against, you know, Mount Vernon, and we lost by, I think, two or three or something like that. So some of those girls have been a part of two of those now. You know, tough one in the county. You know, there's lots of things. We talk about three primary goals, county, conference, sectional. And, you know, we were there on a lot of those. But, you know, I think this year's focus is we got to get over the hump. So I think a lot of them, definitely they look at that. I know they're hungry. I think the focus has been a lot different this year. And I think people are excited because hopefully we can get through December and actually get to host that sectional this year. So, you know, hopefully we can put ourselves in a position to be playing for that on our home court this year.
Yeah, and you touched a bit more on last season. Something that you guys not necessarily struggle with, but maybe a lower point in the game, was your three-point percentage sitting around 20%. Do you think maybe that's a goal heading into this year to get that up?
100%. You know, and that's, you know, that's why we've struggled so much against, you know, a team like Mount Vernon, because they have made the decision that Casey Werfel is not going to, you know, we are going to show up that lane, and Casey Werfel is not going to beat us by slashing. And, you know, we have struggled to kind of loosen that by being able to hit, you know, perimeter shots. And I think a lot of that, I think, you know, Olivia Jones was, you know, around, I think, 32% to 34% from three last year, somewhere in that range. I don't know the exact number, but, you know, I think she's one that I look to grow that some, having more confidence, not being a freshman anymore. And we truly do. Like, we have girls that can shoot it. I just think for us, it's just a confidence thing. You know, we look for Mamie Trout and Emma Roberts to boost that percentage. You know, they didn't get a lot of reps last year at varsity. I look for Casey's three-point percentage to go up. That's been a big thing with her, as we've tried to, you know, kind of widen her game and not everything be going to the rim. So she did a lot of work on that this summer as well. And really, I mean, even Ada can step out and shoot it. So we just, I think, need to just continue to work on game speed shots and just confidence. Because we, you know, that's one of the keys. We're going to have to be able to stretch the defense. Because if it's all Casey attacking and Ada at the corner of the board, you know, people are just going to park everybody in the paint and say, beat me from out there. So we've got to get better at that spot.
But you mentioned there Casey Werfel, excuse me, a name that gets brought up quite a bit in our interviews here, as well as the games. And really, a player can change quite a bit when it depends the team that they're on. So really, when you look at this team specifically, what do you think Casey Werfel's role will play on this team?
It's going to change a lot. You know, it's tough. It's tough being the best player when you're a freshman and sophomore. Mm-hmm. You know, when I played, I was in a situation like that where, you know, you're kind of stepping into a role where, you know, you're a 14, 15-year-old freshman and, you know, you've got 17, 18-year-old junior and seniors, and that can be a tough position to be in. But bar none, the biggest thing we have been, you know, kind of encouraging and been super happy with her so far has been her leadership and maturity. Totally different kid so far. I think she knows it's her time to kind of put her imprint, not just on the game, but kind of, you know, starting to talk about what her legacy is going to be. And, you know, we talked about girls being hungry. I think she is somebody that's hungry, that has a lot to prove. And she's been like that. She's been great with the other girls. You know, leading, and not just always, you know, sunshine and rainbows. There's been times where she's had to get on girls, but I really think she's starting to find herself into how to communicate with everybody. So we've been super pleased with that.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our first segment here with Coach Rogers. We will take a quick break, but when we return, we'll look forward a bit more to the upcoming season, more specifically the upcoming week. That'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about regenerative health and wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are joined here once again by the head coach for Pendleton Heights, Lady Arabians, Coach Rogers. But you look forward for this next week, Coach. Of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants. That'll be on the road, taking the long drive over to Marion. Second one, that'll be at home against Westfield on Saturday. But looking at this Marion game, starting off, of course, last year in these last couple seasons for quite a while, you've handled them pretty easily. Last year, I think it was a win by maybe 50 or more, if my memory serves me correctly. So when facing a team that's really kind of struggling in a downhill slope, what do you try to tell your girls, your players, when it comes to more of the mental side of things?
You know, it's tough because, you know, a lot of those girls have been around long enough. You know, Casey's been here and experienced games when Whitney was younger. So, you know, a lot of these girls have seen kind of like what the last, you know, 5 to 7 years has been like. And I mean, I think 1 year, I think they scored 100 on them. So, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to open up with a team like that and then turn around and play a team as good and as poised as Westfield. But, you know, we prepare for everybody the same. We may not have... you know, they once again have had a lot of turnover in their roster. There's girls that played for them last year that were, you know, juniors or sophomores that aren't on the roster this year. So, you know, we project who we think is going to be out there. And some of the girls that we don't know, you know, we're just treating them the same. You know, we know that they're going to be long, they're going to be quick, and athletic. So, we got to do a good job of closing out to the three-point line and forcing tough shots and getting rebounds. So that's what we're going to look to do. What we want to look to do offensively is we really want to focus on being efficient and not getting caught up in, you know, forcing shots. So that'll be something that I'm really watching for tomorrow is, you know, I want to win, but I want to do it, you know, looking good. You know, not just, you know, being sloppy, turning it over all the place. So I want to have a great win where we show some mental toughness and poise. I preach that all the time when I'm up here talking with you guys. And sometimes we show it, and then other times we don't. But that's what we're kind of searching for, is to be able to put together four quarters where, you know, it's very evident that, you know, we were the superior team that entire game.
Yeah, and keeping with this Marion game, I know the film is a bit scarce, of course, being the first game of the season, but knowing them, of course, facing them every single year, yep, and as well as, you know, just knowing the players a bit, what about their team specifically are you going to be watching out for tomorrow night?
Yeah, so they have a girl, number 32, Malia Gamble. She'll be a senior or junior, I believe. Athletic, you know, brings the ball up the court a lot. And, you know, she is not afraid to let that thing fly from the three-point line. So, you know, that's somebody where we have to be kind of in tune on scouting report. And we got to know that if we're guarding her and we're one away, if we go to help, we got to be on our horse to get out there and close out. They've got another girl, I think, you know, this would probably be her third or fourth year lettering. Williams, 6 foot post player. I believe she's left-handed, athletic, rebounds well. But I mean, she is all inside. I don't even think she attempted a three-pointer last year. So we just got to do a good job, you know, knowing what we have. We're probably going to break down in defense and be in some scrambles, you know, quite a few times throughout the game. So we just got to make sure that we're communicating, we're getting out to girls at the three-point line, and when they drive us, you know, our help side's there to support us. So they're going to play extremely hard. We got to match their intensity and just come out and do what we do.
All right, and usually with these first couple games of the season, it's kind of a learning for the team, getting their mesh down, getting their flow, seeing what works and what doesn't work. And that's really what most coaches do with these first couple games. So how are you really hoping to do that, not only in the Marion game, but also in the Westfield game against a really tough opponent?
Yeah, you know, that's it's one thing to have Marion travel here and play at home as your first one. But just like we were discussing during the break, you know, that's tough to have a, you know, an hour and 10-minute drive. Because Marion's not an easy place to get to. You know, if you take 69, you're still kind of driving through town to get to it. If you go up Scatterfield, if you go up 9, you know, you're driving through a bunch of small towns. So it's a tough place to get to. It's a long bus ride. So, you know, once again, it's just you don't want it to turn into a trap game. You don't want one of those where you come in, you think you're going to roll somebody. You know, you start the game off with a bunch of fouls, and then the next thing you know, they're making shots, and then you're in a dogfight. So that's what we preach today. You know, we're going to fully expect that we come out and, you know, we start kind of our, you know, 23-24 season with a strong, poised win and lead us into an opponent in Westfield that is very good, and we have some redemption against them, because once again, that game last year was cut short with the electricity and you know, just kind of a bad night all around, because it just was not a good performance from us. So it'll be a night game this year against Westfield. It won't be in the afternoon, so hopefully that'll you know, make us feel a little bit better and a little bit more normal. But we want to get out of there with Marion with a win, and then we want to have a much better performance against Westfield for sure.
Yeah, and you mentioned there a little bit about the game against Westfield last year, how it was cut short due to the electricity in the building going out. So what really are you hoping to preach to the girls for this game? Expect the unexpected and expect a dogfight, especially from them.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot about the IBCA coaches poll today. You know, there were a lot of teams that were either in the top 25 in the state or were receiving votes in that poll. Westfield was one of them. I believe they were 14-11, kind of hovering right there around our record. And I think, you know, that was one of those games for us last year where, you know, maybe it was conditioning or, you know, preparation. We just didn't have it that day. So I tell our girls all the time, when we leave the confines of Madison County, we have to travel there with the mentality that it doesn't matter who we're lining up against. And I feel like, you know, Westfield, Noblesville, HSC, Fishers, you know, that has been somewhere where we struggled. So we just have to have that mentality to know that we've done what we need to do to prepare for them, and we just have to go out and execute and kind of get over that mental hump of, oh my gosh, it's Westfield. Oh my gosh, it's HSC. Because we've proved that we can play and compete with those teams, but we have to believe it and not just, you know, it's one thing to do it in a summer game or whatever, but you know, you have to go out there and prove it. You know, it's not just going to happen. So definitely looking for some redemption in that one. Like I said, cut short. That night, that evening was actually when my father-in-law passed away last year. So just a hard day, all around, and definitely looking forward to getting back on the court against them this year for sure.
All right. But with that being said, that is all the questions and all the time we have. Once again, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right, but we will take a quick break. And when we return, Zion Palmieri was able to sit down with the athletic director here at Pendleton Heights, Mr. Smith. That'll be up next on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannerites.com. Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and here today I have the Pendleton Heights High School's athletic director, Mr. Smith. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So getting into it, Arabian football just ended. How do you feel they did this season in comparison to other seasons?
Well, I think every year is different. We had 7 wins this year, and it didn't end the way that we wanted it to, obviously, but proud of our kids the way they competed, and things, like I said, just didn't end the way we wanted it to. A really special group of seniors, and really what high school athletics and Pendleton Heights athletics is all about is that senior class. Is sometimes you don't win the championship, but the things that they did together, competed together, went through the battles together, and they stuck together. And it shows on senior night when we run through like 30 plus people between football cheer and managers. So it was a special group, and wishing we were playing tonight, obviously, but it just didn't work out that way.
So being around this process of interviewing players, you can kind of see it's like family. They're really connected. Mm-hmm. From your job, how do you see that? Like,
well, I mean, that's what we're after. We want all of our programs and their student athletes in those programs to experience that. Now, does it always get done? No, it doesn't. And that's how life is. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, and you learn from it, and you try to grow from it. And we do the same thing in our athletic department. If we see a student athlete that doesn't necessarily have the experience that we want them to have, we try to learn from it and try to correct those things to make it so that the future student athletes have those experiences.
So basketball is around the corner. And of course you signed previous Arabian coach Joe Buck back as the head coach this year. If I'm correct, you're a former player under him.
Yeah. Yes. You are correct.
What does it mean to sign him as an Arabian again?
Well, first of all, it's a no-brainer. It's the best hire I've made. No offense to any of the hires that I've made, but I guess I should phrase it. It was the easiest decision I've ever made to hire a coach. There was quite the process that went into it. I knew that he necessarily wouldn't step right back into it full-time, but I felt like if I tricked him a little bit and felt like if I could get him in the gym over the summer, those competitive juices would start flowing, and then I would hit him later after that with serious talks about becoming the basketball coach again, and it just worked out. The timing was right for him. Obviously the timing was right for us, and we're excited to see where things go with our boys basketball program. And the thing about that is, not only is our boys basketball program going to get better, but the minute that he stepped foot through those doors again, our entire department in athletics got better. And in general, really, Pendleton Heights overall got better because he walked back through the doors. He's that type of person.
So you mentioned everything got better. What does it mean? Just like the whole department got better. What does it mean that now he's here opposed to when he wasn't here?
Well, he's just a special individual. He's a leader. All coaches are supposed to be leaders, and everybody leads in different ways, but he's been a leader in different capacities. He was a leader within this building. He was a leader as a basketball program as the head coach, and then moved over to the superintendent's office and was a leader in that area before he became superintendent. So he's a leader of the entire corporation. So he's just got leadership in all aspects of life, and people need to learn from it because he's an extremely good leader.
Well, transitioning, the basketball court here at Pendleton Heights was redone this offseason. Is it number one? Is it finished?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. We're on it. We held the volleyball sectional on it over fall break. And then girls basketball has been on it practicing since the start of their season after we got back from break. So we're in good shape there.
Did anything change in and around the court?
We kind of kept the same design, changed the color scheme a little bit, with the stains, we changed the dark and the light, flip-flopped where they were on the court. And then it is now officially Coach Joe Buck Court. So we're excited about that as well.
Yeah. So who made the decision to change the name?
Well, it was kind of a collective agreement. The funny story about it is, When I approached Coach Buck about it a couple years ago about something, I said people have been asking me if this was a possibility. If when we built the new activity center, people had mentioned, like, you should name it after him. He was instrumental in getting that thing built. And when I brought that up to him, he said he didn't want any of that done. So then I, it kind of came up again here over the last year, and I basically explained to him that if you don't do it now, I'm going to do it after you pass away. So, and I know that sounds awful, but I said, so it's going to happen. And then he thought about it, and his mother actually is still with us, and so he wanted her to experience that opportunity. So he gave it the green light. Now, that was all before he became basketball coach. And then when that happened, I approached him again and said, do we need to delay this? I know this makes you uncomfortable, and he was good with it. So he'll be stomping that foot on his own name out there, so it'll be funny.
So you mentioned the process of, you know, naming the court and just getting to slowly come back. Is he, like, really, like, excited? I'm sure he is, but, like, is he really, like, does he got all the guys pumped? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. When I watched him over the summer, I could see that competitive juice coming out with the way he conducted himself with our players. And then just the bounce in the step that he has when he walks into my office. Like, calm, cool, and collected, just in general. But I know inside he is ecstatic, and, you know, him and I have conversations all the time about what this means to him, that those stay between us. Yes, I can say he's very excited for sure.
So personally, I'm a sophomore, and my freshman year, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the sports here. And we mentioned the, like, brotherhood of the football team. Does that kind of carry over for basketball?
Well, I think it has an opportunity to, because the high number of seniors that we're going to have on the basketball team as well. And you know, there's a lot of seniors that are potentially going to be on that roster. And that's all got to be sorted out before the season starts, because you have to have balance between seniors, but you also got to make sure that the future of the program, that you're building some that you're building the program up so that you have some depth. So that's all got to play itself out. And there's probably going to be some tough decisions to be made with our basketball team and who makes that roster. But it's going to be a fun time, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it, for sure.
With Coach Buck, you know, returning, do you have, and you, the rest of the athletic department, do you have full trust in him, or like, that he's going to do the correct decisions and stuff? Or?
I have never hired a person I didn't have full trust in. Now, you know, does it always work out? Absolutely not. I think I'm no different than anybody else in positions. I make mistakes, and I make them all the time. The difference is I have no problem. I'm not going to say, I guess, not the difference, but what I think separates me from others sometimes is I have no problem telling people that I made a mistake, and we're going to learn from and get better. That's what it's all about. So how can I preach to our student athletes about, hey, you make mistakes, you got to learn and move on? If I don't do that, it's hard to sit there and look them in the eyes and tell them the same thing.
Well, I appreciate you for joining me. I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
And we welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Pearl. For our final segment here this evening, we're going to take a look at some of the other sports around Pendleton Heights High School, more specifically boys basketball. Of course, winter or fall sports finishing up. You got just a couple more. I think cheer, they're currently about to get ready for state. Mm-hmm. And then I think you got a couple cross-country runners for the girls, they including... I think Ava Gerald was the girls' cross-country runner that made it to state. So if I am correct, those are the final two fall sports. And then the winter sports, they usually start up a bit later. The girls' basketball is the first one to start. Wrestling does have their first match here soon. I think their first team practice was today. Mm-hmm. And then swimming starts later. And then boys' basketball, as I was just mentioning, the swimming.
Well, no, cheer maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah. But then boys' basketball will be starting here later to mid November. And so we'll take a look a bit at that. Of course, you just heard the interview with Mr. Smith, a lot touching on Coach Joe Buck, of course, returning new but also returning head coach for Pendleton Heights. Last time he entered the doors as a Pendleton Heights basketball head coach was all the way back in 2006. He coached, of course, you heard Mr. Smith. He also coached Coach Rogers back all the way then. I think it was 2004 was his Coach Rogers senior year. So he definitely has been around the block here at Pendleton Heights. I think he's led them to several sectionals, sectional championships, many sectional appearances. So obviously a legendary coach. Courts named after him. Pendleton Heights as a community, very excited to have him back. But the team itself, right, just taking a look at some of its offseason changes, didn't lose a single senior, and you brought on a couple guys. You did let a couple go, not let go, but, you know, transferred, Cannon Cook being one of them. He transferred away. A couple other guys that you might not see heading into this year, but you did gain a couple guys, including Seth LaRavia. He's projected to be a starter as of now, Seth LaRavia. Out of Westfield, he's a bigger guy, I think 6'6", 6'7", so...
And his brother got drafted into the NBA. That is true. So it runs in the family.
Yeah, Jake LaRavia. You'll be hearing us call that out a lot of broadcasts. His brother currently in the NBA for the Grizzlies. So that's something to mention. Yeah, definitely got in his blood. But he came in from Westfield, played with several players over there, including Braden Smith. Don't want to flex my Purdue knowledge here, big Purdue point guard. So he plays played with some very, very talented guys and a great talented player himself. And I think that Pendleton Heights, at least my projection, my prediction is they're going to be kind of going with a double big guy with Josiah Gustin and Seth LaRavia. And both of those guys can shoot very well. Seth LaRavia can shoot the ball. Josiah Gustin can shoot the ball. So I'm very interested how Coach Buck is scheming it up. Of course, we'll talk to him down the line when they get started with their season and their first couple games, so we'll talk to him about that later on in a couple weeks. But personally, I can't wait to see what they can do. And of course, you got other players to mention: Evan Mazingo, knockdown sharpshooter last season; Dontrez Braxton, great defender; Aaron Cookston, phenomenal defender, very physical guy. I think that the ceiling is really just limitless for this Pendleton Heights boys basketball team, and I'm very excited to see what they can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, bringing in new height in Seth LaRavia. I mean, that just adds another who's on. Very good post player and can knock down some threes. Josiah Gustin is still extending his range. Last year we saw him do that just a little bit.
Yeah.
He got more confidence with his three, was taking it in games. A couple games, shot two or three threes, made all of them. Put up some good numbers, did that in sectionals against New Pell and definitely against Richmond. But I was talking to a couple of basketball players during school hours. They said Coach Buck actually has a tall ball lineup, mm-hmm. to where they use Drake Stevens as the point guard, Evans in there, Joe Estes doesn't get his name thrown out a lot, but he'll be getting some minutes this year. Obviously, Seth and Josiah. Seth and Josiah obviously will be in there. So really, it could be an interesting look for Pendleton Heights this year with a tall ball lineup and then switching it up and throwing Dontrez Braxton, yep. Aaron Cookston, Isaac Wilson, just throwing them out there and letting their speed just really dominate the game.
Yeah, and last year a lot of people really said that Pendleton Knights was a smaller team, of course. Outside of Josiah Gustin, you had Isaac Wilson, Dontrez Braxton. They were usually running that backcourt. So generally, Pendleton Knights was a small team, and I think changing up, maybe going with a bigger lineup, at least giving it a shot for the first couple games. Of course, nothing has to be a permanent change. Is definitely a solid idea, and you definitely have the height to do so. You mentioned some of those names. Drake Stevens. We didn't see him last year, but he was technically on the team transferred from Shenandoah, not 2 years ago, but last year, middle of the semester, or at least the semester break. So you didn't get to see him at all, but of course he'll be returning, and a lot of people projecting, as well as myself projecting, him being a staple on the team this season, and so many other guys, a lot of talent on that squad. And I think that goes for both the boys and girls. Of course, we talked with Coach Rogers, very excited to see what the girls can do with the year as well. Of course, we were talking about first game, that'll be tomorrow for the girls at Marion. Michael, you and Zion will be calling that one. Tip off 7:30 with the pregame show starting 7:15. Be sure to tune into that one. If you can't go, make that long drive out, of course, if you're willing to, highly recommend doing so. Support the Arabians for their first game, the Lady Arabians, but if you can't, tune in right here. And then the second game will be this Saturday at home against Westfield. That'll be 7:30, pregame show starting 7:15 as well. But that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We hope you all enjoyed. Special thanks to our board op back in the studio. Thanks to all of our sponsors for letting us call these games, letting us call these shows. And finally, thanks to all who tuned in. Have a nice night. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student-athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA, and we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student-athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in. Like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the ASN Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, the WEEM studios hope you have a sugar rush while eating all your favorite candies. 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
When the stars began to fall right out of the sky, and the seas were rising up, I had one thing in mind. It was you. When the road began to crumble in front of my eyes, there was only one person I wanted to find. It was you. Darling, hey.
precious moments that we shared. Slow time down inside my head. I wish I found this clarity while I still had you close to me. But I was stuck inside my shell until the ground began to sway. When the stars began to fall right out of the sky and the seas were rising up, I had one thing in mind. It was you, it was you, it was you.